Good morning. My name is Cody, and this is the City Church Daily for March 20th. This is for us thinkers, people who tend to think and try to find our way through this world and through faith, through thinking. That's something that I have fallen into. It's kind of part of my personality. I just am curious and I analyze and overanalyze and I am critical and I try to find what is the root cause of that thing. If that thing causes B, then how does that affect C? And how does that affect everything else? How does my existence work in this world? Why do I exist? Etc., etc., etc. I think there's beauty to thinking. I think there is meaning to finding all of these things, but at the end of the day, we don't need to think to know God, because we can't actually think our way into knowing God, because the limits of knowledge do not stop at the limits of human understanding. Even if I find all of the thought needed to know all that there is to be known, even then, the limits of knowledge continue going on. And if you'll allow me, I would love to read a poem by a man named Fernando Pessoa, who lived over 100 years ago, and he wrote this in 1914. And he's taking this idea of metaphysics, which metaphysics is the branch of philosophy that examines the fundamental nature of reality. It includes the relationship between mind and matter, between substance and attribute, and between potentiality and actuality. It is actually the thing that makes us human, uniquely human. No other being in this world thinks about the nature of its own existence. That is the mystery. There is no mystery without people who are thinking about there being a mystery. And Fernando Pessoa is not a Christian. This isn't an Orthodox text. This is in no way a divinely inspired scripture that we should take for absolute truth. This is a man who knows something deeper about the world and is painting a beautiful word picture in this poem to describe the nature of living in the here and now. I'm reading a couple excerpts from a longer poem called The Keeper of Sheep. Before I begin, let's just take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. This is just to take us into the present moment. Another breath, just to calm our body and our mind. Here it goes. In my gaze, everything is clear as a sunflower. I'm in the habit of going for walks along the roads, looking to the right and to the left, and now and then looking back. And what I see at each moment is something I've never seen before. And I'm very good at that. I know how to feel the profound astonishment a child would feel if, on being born, he realized that he truly had been born. I feel newborn with every moment, to the complete newness of the world. I believe in the world as in a daisy because I see it. But I don't think about it, because to think is to not understand. The world wasn't made for us to think about it. Thinking is a sickness of the eyes, but for us to look at it and to be at one. I have no philosophy. I have senses. If I talk about nature, that isn't because I know what it is, but because I love it. And that's why I love it. Because whoever loves never knows what he loves, nor why he loves, nor what it means to love. To love is the first innocence, and the only true innocence is not to think. There's metaphysics enough in not thinking about anything. What do I think about the world? How should I know what I think about the world? If I fell ill, I would think about that. What do I think about things? What are my opinions about causes and effects? What thoughts have I had about God and the soul and the creation of the world? I don't know. For me, thinking such things is shutting my eyes and not thinking. It's closing the curtains at my window, except there are no curtains. The mystery of things? What do I know about mystery? The only mystery is that there are people who think about mystery. Someone sitting in the sun and closing his eyes begins not to know what the sun is and to think many other things full of warmth. But he opens his eyes and sees the sun, and he can no longer think about anything, because the light from the sun is worth more than the thoughts of the philosophers and all the poets. The light from the sun doesn't know what it does, which is why it never strays and belongs to everyone and is good. Metaphysics? What metaphysics do those trees have? That being green and lush and having branches, and bearing fruit in season, yet that doesn't make us think, we who are unable to notice them. But what better metaphysics is there than theirs? Namely, not to know why they live, or to know that they don't know. The inner substance of things, the inner meaning of the universe, all of this is false, all of it is meaningless. It's incredible that such things can be thought. It's like thinking about aims and reasons, when the morning is just beginning and over by the trees a vague, lustrous gold is putting paid to the darkness. Thinking about the inner meaning of things is false, like thinking about your health or drinking spring water from a bottle. The only inner meaning of things is that they have no inner meaning at all. I don't believe in God because I've never seen him. If he wanted me to believe in him, he would doubtless come over and talk to me and would walk through my front door saying, "Here I am." This may sound ridiculous to the ears of someone who, because he doesn't know what it is to look at things, doesn't understand someone who speaks of them in the way that noticing things teaches us. But if God is the flowers and the trees and the hills and the sun and the moonlight, then I do believe in him. I believe in him in all hours. And my whole life is one long prayer and mass and communion with the eyes and ears. But if God is the trees and the flowers and the hills and the moonlight and the sun, why do I call him God? I call him flowers and trees and hills and sun and moonlight because if, so that I might see him, he made himself sun and moonlight and flowers and trees and hills. If he appears to me as trees and hills and moonlight and sun and flowers, it's because he wants me to know him as trees and hills and flowers and moonlight and sun. And that's why I obey him. What more do I know of God than God knows of himself? I obey him, living spontaneously, like someone opening his eyes and seeing. And I call him moonlight and sun and flowers and trees and hills, and I love him without thinking about him. And I thank him by seeing and hearing, and I walk with him at all hours. To think about God is to disobey God, because God wanted us to know him, and this is why he didn't show himself to us. Let's be simple and calm, like the streams and the trees, and God will love us by making us ourselves, just as the trees are trees, and the streams are streams, and he will give us greenness in his springtime, and a river to join when we reach our end, and nothing more, because to give us more would be to take from us. I hope this was meaningful for you. I pray you continue to think about that the mystery is the thought of the mystery itself. And when you see the flowers and trees and hills and sun and moonlight, you see God because he is the trees and hills and sun and moonlight. Amen.